Good morning. Welcome to our Thursday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're talking and praying this week about being reconciled and looking each morning at some aspect of what the Bible says about the reconciliation that we have with God and that we ought to be involved in with others. Realizing that God says we've been reconciled so that we can be involved in the ministry, the service of reconciliation. So today we're going to talk about one of those foundational blocks that help us to be reconciled. And that's being reconciled through Jesus. He's the way, the truth, and the life. The way, the only way to the Father. It's also the only way to be reconciled with God. To be made right, to be declared His. Romans chapter 5, verse 10 says, "For if, when we were God's enemies, we were reconciled to Him through the death of His Son, how much more, having been reconciled, shall we be saved through His life?" As Paul writes the Romans, he makes it clear that it was the death of Jesus, the sacrifice paid for our sin, that brought us into balance, into conversation with God. Sin separated us. Sin created a block in the conversation. Made it impossible to know God. And so Jesus reconciled us with His Father through His own death. But the promise is, if in fact, while we were enemies with God, Jesus did this, how much more can we experience life now because we have life in Christ? If the death of Jesus accomplished such a great thing, how much more will His life accomplish? If our death to sin accomplished such a great thing, how much more will our life in Christ accomplish? And so we discover and we share and we relish the fact that being reconciled with God is the work that He has accomplished through Jesus. There have been times in life when I've tried to reconcile my checkbook. And for those younger generation, it's what we used to use to make payments to others and to pay bills and to keep track and record of where that was all going. And there were a few times where I had forgotten to write something down in the register. And I simply was not coming out even. Things were out of balance. And there are other times where digits would get transposed when they were recorded. And so the discrepancy you were looking for wasn't an actual amount that anything had been written for or had been missed. And that struggle and that work to bring the numbers into balance was on me. And whether it took 5 minutes or whether it took 5 hours or 5 days, I kept at it. But this reconciliation we have with God, it doesn't matter how many days or months or years that I spend trying to make it happen, I don't have what it takes to bring myself into balance with God. Well, I do. It's called surrender. But that's typically not what we think about when we think about something we have to do to be right with God. We think about being better, being good, being righteous, being the things that we can't be without God. And this reconciliation was God's work through His Son Jesus. He knew we would never get there. In fact, He gave laws to His people. Laws that, if kept, would result in purity and righteousness. If kept. Knowing that they couldn't be kept. That they wouldn't be kept. They could be, because Jesus came to earth as one of us and did it. But the bigger purpose was to teach us that we need Jesus. There are times where we see somebody fail at something and we think, well, that's just them. I could do it. But eventually, for most of us at least, when we see person after person after person fail, we at least begin to question whether we really could do it or not. We learn. Maybe it's more difficult than I thought. Maybe it's not going to happen on my own. And we have the law and the prophets to teach us as a schoolmaster, an instructor, to show us we need something better. And so we have Jesus. And rather than relying on our own efforts, our own strength, our own righteousness, all of which would fall short, we rely on the effort and the strength and the righteousness of Jesus to balance our book. The debt that we owe is stamped in His blood, paid in full. And therefore, we live in full. Because the debt that was paid, the death that paid it, resulted in a life that's eternal. And so today, we live as those reconciled through Jesus. And we proclaim Jesus as the only way to be reconciled with God. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love has called us to Yourself. It has given us the tools that we need. And the simple command to surrender, to die to self, to be buried with Christ, to be reconciled with You through Your Son, Jesus. So that in doing so, we're united with Him in His death And therefore, with him in his life. And God, today, help us. Forgive us for the times where we think we've done it on our own. For the times that we think someone else ought to be able to become righteous on their own. Forgive us for those times where we leave Jesus out of our conversations. And God, help us. Not just in our reconciliation with you, but to realize that same power that raised Jesus from the dead, the same power that reconciled us with you through his death and life, is the power that we need to be reconciled with one another. Because we're not all that good at that on our own either. So God, help us to not compartmentalize our relationship with you and separate it from our relationship with others. May we keep Jesus at the center of all of it. Knowing the commonality that we find when we find forgiveness, when we find compassion, when we find mercy, when we find discipline and correction. God, today, as we live by as those reconciled through Jesus, may we lift him up is the way, the truth, and the life, so that he would draw all people to himself. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Thursday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.